We continue Kutshkunar Simon Kuflam and Aleph Sifyod. Lachat Filis Mincha, after Mincha Ena Mirvin Malkeno, we don't say Vin Malkeno on Erev Yom Kippur. Ben Kishchal Yom Kippur and Bechal, whether Yom Kippur is on a weekday, Ben Shchal B'Shabbos or Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. Sifyod Aleph, Achat Filis Mincha, after Mincha Noyagin Lahalkus, there's a minute to get Malkus. Val Pri Shay Malkus Alola Malkus Mamish. These are not the real Malkus that are spoken about in the Torah and the Gemara. By doing this, he will have a mind to do tshuva. Once you take a belt made out of calfskin, even if it's not a tefach wide, hanilka yemuta, the person getting malchus should be bent over, the soicha brokov, bending towards his knees, Ponav Litzofen, his face facing north, Vacharev Ladarim, and his back facing south. The Noigim Lima Vidui Mishor Shanilka, we say Vidui when we get Malkus. The Malkoim of Urachim, the person who's giving the Malkus says Vurachim, Vigoyim Mishlosh Pomim, 13 times 3, Shem Lamates Tevis, which are 39 words, Kenega Lamates Melachus, corresponding to the Lamates Malkus. Many don't do Malkus Bismanazah, and certainly one should not be the one to give Malkus to a father or to a Rebbe. If there's no one else to give besides a son or a Talmud, maybe it's permissible. Sif Yud Beis, Leis Ha'erev, when it comes towards the evening, Eichlem Sudam of Sex, we did Sudam of Sekas, Fanoagin Little Prus Samoitz Bidvash, we dip the challah into the honey to my Rosh Hashanah and like Rosh Hashanah. Vein lechel el dvarim shem kam l'sakel. Only foods that are easily digested should be eaten. He going basa oif like chicken. V'naigim shen oichon dogim b'sudazu. The minig is not to eat fish at that meal. V'la yoichel v'la yishtu. One should not eat nor drink dvarim ha-mechamim. Foods or drink that warm the body. Food that is overly spicy. The Mishnah Berurah says one shouldn't drink wine. But it's Sudam Masekas. Yom Kippur is a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim to add to the day of Yom, to begin before the Zman. And one should expressly say that this time that I'm taking on Yom Kippur, I'm being Moisif. He should stop eating ready while it's day. A little before Benishmashes. There's reason Magdim Lahafsik Moshoy Kod Malayla. To people who are careful, start an hour before night. If somebody finished the Sudam of Sekas, but he still intends to eat or drink, he should make a stipulation before he says Birchas Hamazon, for Yoyma Beferish, he should say explicitly, or Lechol HaPokas, Yehar Beliboy, or he should at least be thinking, Yehar Beliboy, She'enim Kabbal of Es Tanis, that he doesn't want to take upon himself at this point the Tanis. The same is if somebody still wants to wash themselves or anything else. They should say before Birchas Hamazon that they're not accepting the Tanis, even though they are saying Birchas Hamazon and Sudas Mafsekas. Sif Yud Gimel, Haminig B'Medias Elu. The Minig here is She'ein Matmina Be'er Yom Kippurim L'Tzarech Matzi Yom Kippurim. We don't put away hot food on Yom Kippur for Matzi Yom Kippur. Kederech Matmina Be'er Shabbos to Shabbos, like we do every Friday for Shabbos. Mishum Davakamechem Yom Kippurim L'Chol. It's considered like you're preparing Yom Kippur for weekday. A person who's busy thinking about food already about every Yom Kippur, the Matzah Yom Kippur meal, that's not what Yom Kippur is about. But however, if there's some children at home or people who are not well and they're going to eat on Yom Kippur, so for them you're allowed to put away food, hot food even. And the halacha is that not only may you put away hot food on Yom Kippur, but on Erev Yom Kippur, once you're putting away for that, just to put away, once you're putting away food for the person who's ill or the person or for the children, then you can already put away food for adults for Matzah Yom Kippur as well. Put them on the, in the oven or on the blech. Ksev l'kdosh Hashem mechubed. Sif yudalad, dashin zay Yom Kippurim. Shem b'yachil v'shti, we don't eat or drink on Yom Kippur. However, mitzvah l'chadu b'ksus nekiya, it's appropriate to treat Yom Kippur properly with the rice, clothing, ubeneiros, and putting on candles. Let's see. The kametzim gam b'keis haknesses matzos noim. We put out in the shul nice tablecloths umarba b'neiros, and we have an abundance of candles. Shnirku kovid shnemer b'urim kabdu Hashem ubner tagmina v'pasi yakru Hashem. Koyin ben hashmashes. Right before Ben Hashmashes, Parsim Marpes Al Shulchanos, we put out the tablecloths. Madlikim Neres Bebayis, Kamay Erev Shabbos. We put on a tablecloth in our home. We put on candles like Beish Erev Shabbos. V'yesh Lahadik Ner Bechedesh Yishtah Shchevisham. There should be a candle on. There should be a candle on in the room where the wife is sleeping. Kadesh Adavah Leitashmish, to make sure that there won't be, you won't have relations on Yom Kippur. Umevarchim Al Neres. And the bracha that's made on the candles is lahadlik ner shiyom akipurim. B'mchal b'shabbos mevarchim lahadlik ner shabbos v'shiyom kipurim. The once a woman is lighting the candles and she makes a shechiyonu when she puts on the candles, so she should be already not wearing her shoes after lighting the candles. It's completely Yom Kippur for her. The if somebody, instead of saying Lahadlik Ner Yom Kippurim, said Lahadlik Ner Shal Yontif, the halacha is that that's acceptable. However, if somebody said Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, that is unacceptable. They would have to make the bracha again. Sif Tezvav, Noyagin Libush Sakitin, the minig is to wear a kittel on Yom Kippur, Chaluk Lovin Shebeged Mesim, a white coat, which is what Niftarim are buried in. That causes the person to become in the proper state of mind for Yom Kippur. Even Avol could wear it. There are different Menhagim. Some Menhagim are the Avelim. Don't Avelim on a parent. Don't wear a kittel. Similarly, there are different Menhagim. V'chosin in the Shana Rishona, in the first year after getting married, does or doesn't wear it. A kittel. Since this is a beggar that's meant for davening, one should not go to the bathroom wearing the kittel. But some places are lenient that you're not allowed to go to the bathroom to defecate wearing the kittel. But if you're going to the bathroom just to urinate, there's room for leniency. Women should wear white, clean garments, the covered Yom Kippur, achlo yikhashtus atzvam, tachshitin, they shouldn't put on jewelry, nei emes adin. However, the price can say the standard jewelry, a watch, or simple jewelry that women wear all the time, there's room for leniency. Sif tazayna minig sha'ava eme varkav sabonavus abonus. The minig is that parents give a bracha to their children, before they go to shul, that's when Yom Kippur is already beginning. B'shari Rachman Niftachu is a time where the gates of Rachmim are open in Shemayim. Mespalim b'bracha zu, and we daven during this bracha. Shiyachosmu l'chaim toivim, that we and our children, our family, and Klal Yisrael should be sealed for a good year. B'shiyalibam nochem b'yiras Hashem, that our family should be yiras Shemayim. Mescharen b'bechir b'demos. And we cry to Hashem, that everybody's tefillah should be accepted. The gam, our children, misoirim, are inspired at that time. Shielch b'derek toivim, v'orcha tzadikim yishmeru, that they should follow the proper path, the path of tzadikim. V'yesh shahoch gam makreveim shem talmid chacham v'tzadikim. Others go to relatives or talmid chacham v'tzadikim, shivar choysem, that they should give them also a bracha. Mavakshmehem, and they are asked, Yispalu, Gamba Adam, that they should also daven for, that the tzaddikim should daven for us, B'yoyim HaKadosh V'anoira. Yesh Lahagim Las came by the Yom Gadol. It's appropriate to do this while it's still Erev Yom Kippur. Kleis Erev, when it comes right before Yom Kippur, Roy Shi and the Chayin El Kabal Kedusha Sayyim, everybody should be ready to start Yom Kippur Bahashka V'Yishuv Das in the proper state of mind, not all busy with many other things. Nusach HaBracha, the Nusach of the Bracha is Yisimcha V'Goyim Yivarch V'Goyim V'Oid Meshach Kalechad B'Fiyat Tzachas L'Shonai. Everybody should say to whoever they're giving a bracha what's appropriate to say. Yesh Loim Tefillah Zos, and it's appropriate to say the following. Tefillah V'Yirotzof Nei Avinu Shebishmayim, we dam to Hashem Shittim B'Libech B'Lipcha, you should give your heart, put in your heart, Avosav Yirotzoi, the love and fear of Hashem. The Tehei Yirotz Hashem Apanecha Ko Yimech Shloitech, you should be constantly Yirushmayim, which will prevent you from doing Averis. Shei Cheshka B'Torah B'Mitzvahs, you should have the desire, the energy to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs. And nechech le noichech yibitu, you should always be looking properly. Picha yedab b'chokmas, your mouth should always say words of wisdom. The lipcha yege emes, your heart should be filled of Yerushimayim. Yodecha tiyana oiskus b'mitzvahs, your hand should be doing mitzvahs. Reglecha yerutzu las ritzoin avicha shebishimayim, your feet should be running to do Hashem's will. V'yitil chabonam abonos, you should have children, tzaddikim, tzadkonias, who are tzaddikim, oiskim, Torah, mitzvahs, spend their lives learning Torah, spend their lives doing mitzvahs, kol yameihem, all of their days, v'yeh mekor chabaruch. We should only have children and descendants who are blessed. V'yazmela penesosach, you should have a livelihood, v'heter, only earning the money in the proper fashion, benachas, and brevach, you should have it without a lot of agmas nefesh, with a lot of hard work. We should have our panosa come from Hashem to us in such a manner. We should not be dependent on other people. Panosa, we should have a panosa shtei poni lavetz Hashem that will give us the opportunity and the time to be able to serve Hashem. We should all be written and sealed, l'chaim, toivim, varuchim, to long, healthy, productive, fruitful life. B'soich kol yitzadik Yisrael, amen. Sif yitzayin noyeng and lilbash is a talis. When we come to Shul Yom Kippur, we put on the talis. V'yesh lizol lovshay by joim, v'yivarach lov, to make sure to put it on while it's still day, to make a broch on the tzitzis on the talis after it's already been a shmoshes. One can't make such a bracha anymore. And therefore, if somebody was delayed in coming to shul until it's ready, he can't make a bracha on the talis anymore.